Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q1 FY26 earnings conference call of Clean Science and Technology Limited. We have with us on the call Mr. Siddharth Sikchi, Executive Director and Promoter, Mr. Sanjay Parnerkar, CFO, and Mr. Pratik Bora, Vice President. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touchtone phone. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Siddharth Sikchi for opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you so much. Good evening, everyone. I am happy to connect with you all to discuss the business performance for quarter one FY26. At the outset, let me highlight that the operating environment for the quarter gone by has been marked by high volatility driven by global trade uncertainties and geopolitical tensions. We have observed a degree of client caution resulting in extended decision cycles. The business performance during the quarter has remained resilient and promising in this context. Let me first discuss the standalone financial performance. Starting with Q-on-Q comparison, on sequential basis, revenue decreased by 9% to Rs. 217 crores. EBITDA and PAT were Rs. 101 crores and 77 crores respectively. We are very pleased to report record high EBITDA margin of over 46% since our listing. Coming on year-on-year comparison, the sales were steady for the quarter. Favorable product mix led to lower RMC and record high EBITDA margin. To speak a little bit on more granular context to sales performance during the quarter, please note that the sales momentum in established products have remained intact. In fact, they have witnessed 5% sequential and 8% annual growth, which is primarily volume-led. Sales mix is highly favorable during the quarter, with established products contributing highest to the standalone sales at 83%, as against 75% during quarter four and 80% during Q1 last year. On account of this favorable product mix, the RMC has significantly improved by 13% sequentially and 4% annually. While non-established products have seen slower momentum due to softer demand, more importantly, we do not observe any loss in market share. Let me speak on consol financial performance. Company recorded 240 crores of sales for quarter one, which is 8% higher on annual basis and 6% lower on sequential basis. The consolidated EBITDA is 100 crores, implying 42% EBITDA margin. For the HAL performance, for the quarter, the sales increased by 8% sequentially, led by better volumes. Geography mix diversified as 73% HAL sales came from domestic market as against 84% during last quarter. As we have mentioned in the past, HAL's business will be EBITDA break-even at monthly run rate sales of Rs. 10 crores. We are pleased to report that we are now nearing the break-even basis ongoing sales momentum. We are pleased to announce that over the next two quarters, we plan to commercialize more advanced grade of HALS priced in the range of $11 to $35 per kg. These newer HALS will positively impact the margins. A little bit on sales profile. The revenue contribution from performance chemical, pharma and agro intermediates and FMCG was 74%, 16% and 10% respectively. During the quarter, the performance segment contribution improved, led by increased contribution from the HAL series. On a CapEx update, Clean Science invested 80 crores during the quarter in the subsidiary Clean Finochem Limited. The construction of Performance Chemical 1, which is expected to commercialize in quarter 2, is on track. The water trials for Performance Chemical 1 is expected to commence in the next 4 weeks and commercial production to begin in September. CAPEX for Performance Chemical 2 is underway and we expect the plant to commercialize by Q4 FY26. Regarding DHDT, the pharma intermediate, the plant is now commercialized, the production process is more or less stabilized, and now the samples have been sent to a variety of customers for validation. Regarding another product called as barbituric acid, we are in process to rebuild the existing facility of PBQ to convert it into barbituric acid, and this is estimated to commercialize by August end. The growth drivers with commercialization of newer launches including HALS, Performance Chemical 1, Performance Chemical 2, the addressable market is set to expand by over 1.7 billion over the next 3 quarters. These newer launches give us visibility in terms of revenue acceleration going forward. With this, I conclude my opening remarks and look forward to Q&A session. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We have our first question from the line of Rehan Sayed from Trinetra Asset Managers. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Please go ahead.
Good evening, team, and thank you for giving me the opportunity. So I have a couple of questions regarding the research. First on the sir, could you please sir, what is the capacity utilization across the categories like MSU, Gurical and Pharma Intermediates, if you can.
Yeah, we would like to mention capacity utilization across segments rather than products. So performance and FMCG are in the range of 75% odd. Pharma is around 68%. And HALS is around 22% for the quarter gone by.
Okay. Thank you. And another question, sir, is regarding the HLS 945 and 783 performance. Are we seeing any offtake momentum towards the 210 crore target for FY26 that we have quoted in the last call?
No, sorry, we couldn't follow you. Your voice was muffled. If you could repeat the
question. Am I audible?
Yes.
Sir, I'm asking how are the HLS 945 and 783 performing? Are we seeing any optic momentum towards the 210 crore target for FY26 that we have gotten in last quarter?
Yes, I mean the volume for 944 and 783 during this quarter was encouraging. In fact, we have seen a good volume mix contribution coming from these two products also.
And so regarding the CAPEX guidance that you have given in the last quarter for FY26, so how much amount they have deployed in the quarter one?
So quarter one, 80 crore is infused. Yeah, so quarter one, 80 crore is infused. Additional 120 odd crore could be infused in the subsidiary company.
Okay. That's it for myself. Thank you.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Sanjesh Jain from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Good evening. Hi, Siddharth.
Hi, Sanjesh.
Yeah, a few questions I have. So first, starting with the standalone, I think phenol prices have fallen 8% and we are largely growing by volume. That implies that even the lower raw material benefit is benefiting us on the margin side. Will that be a fair assumption?
No, Sanjesh. So actually, for the quarter, our consumption prices have, for the phenol specifically, have remained in line with the last quarter on sequential basis.
No, we have not yet derived
that benefit. Yeah, on YOY basis, you're right. On YOY basis, we have got some benefit there.
Okay. The second thing, you have said that...
Louder, Sangesh.
Can you hear me now?
No, better.
Okay, sorry. What has gone with the non-established product? When we say non-established product in the standalone, what exactly are we referring to the products?
So these are products like DCC, TBHQ, Veratrol, Ascorbyl Palmitate. So here there was just little slower demand in this quarter.
Because if I see Solvay's release, they have talked about slowdown in phenol and phenol derivative. Globally,
yes.
The demand is coming down. That's the same thing, even we are seeing the same trend, right? There is no different.
Absolutely. We are seeing, but we have still tried to maintain volumes in our existing businesses, in our established products. But overall, there has been a numbness or a slower in demand. That is why we have seen that in more impact giving in our non-established products.
Any geographically different, we are seeing India being fine, China, US, Europe, which are the geographies?
China is very slow, Europe is slow, China, Europe and United States was still dabbling between the tariff tensions, so that has also been a little slow.
Very clear. Particularly pharma, I see there is a 29% sequential decline this quarter. Anything which has gone wrong there? Or it is this geocall which is still continuing to be very volatile?
No. It has been the other way around. So what happened is because, like you knew, guaiacol was very slow and we got a lot of pickup. We picked up guaiacol in quarter four. So today guaiacol is sold out, but the base was very high in quarter four because we sold maximum guaiacol during the quarter four to vanillin producers.
Oh, okay. Instead of cough syrup, we are now even reached out to vanillin. Earlier, we used to be...
You remember, we had surplus stock. We had excess inventory, which we were able to sell to vanillin producers.
Very clear. No, that's fair. Because that also restricts our MEHQ production, right?
Absolutely. That is why we never hold MEHQ production. We rather prefer to stock up guaiacol.
Very clear. My next question is on the gross profit margin in a consol minus standalone. That swinged a lot. Last quarter it was like 62% and this quarter 42%. What explains such a sharp movement? I know it's a small base, but still curious.
So Sanjesh, last quarter our RMC was 45% for the subsidiary company, which this quarter is around 62%. That is primarily because last quarter we were carrying a higher closing stock and hence related overheads. That led to a lower RMC last quarter. So it's more of an accounting impact. But as we have been maintaining, HAL's RMC is in that range of 65%.
Got it. So 35% gross profit margin is what we are telling and that we hold on.
Yes.
Okay. And from the full year perspective, what we talked about earlier, I think revenue we may miss, but margin we may still achieve. That's the way we look at it, correct?
For subsidiaries, we achieve half of...
See, subsidiary is little tricky because we are like seeing a slower demand, but HALS will pick up and with the performance chemical one, we are very upbeat about the quarter four numbers. And hence we feel we should not really miss the profitability, even if we miss on the revenue side.
Got it. One last question from my side. Can you now that we have started water trial and all, can you throw more light on the this product? One we are now going to expect, say, by end of next quarter?
Sangesh, water trials will begin in the next 3 to 4 weeks, and post that we will share much more details.
Clear. So probably in the next quarter we will hear more on it.
Absolutely. In the next quarter con call you will have all the details.
Thanks Siddharth for all those answers and best of luck for the coming quarters.
Thanks, Sangesh.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Jason Soans from IDBI Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you so much, sir, for taking my question. So just wanted to know, you know, last call we had a, you know, a very sanguine roadmap for HALS for the FY26 and targets beyond that also. So, the volume target was probably 4,500 and our sales of 210 crores, which we're targeting for FY26. Just wanted to know, sir, with the run rate in Q1, are we still maintaining that or just some color on that? How do you see that shaping up?
So we are trying to maintain that numbers. In fact, by the newer HALS, which we are trying to introduce, which are more expensive and which we feel will be able to help us to complete the number which we have stated in the last call.
As of now, continue to stand.
So as of now, we are holding to that statement.
Sure, sure. Sir, possible to give the volume and the sales this quarter for HALS?
Yeah. This quarter, the sales is close to 24 crores in terms of value, and in terms of volume, it's close to 580 tons.
Okay, thanks for that, sir. And, sir, just wanted to understand also one more thing. I mean, sir, in terms of competition, of course, you're looking at as a import substitution product, which is HALS. Now, I understand that, you know, everything can't be spelled out, but just wanted to know, there are players like Chinese players like Rianlon, also competing with, in this segment in the market and being a major competitor as well. So just wanted to know if, just whatever you could share, what steps are we taking to basically compete with such players, you know, with such a big TAM market for us? Just wanted your perspective on that.
Yeah, yeah. So the perspective is, Rianlon is not the real competitor. The real competitor in China is Shuqian. Please note that.
Okay.
Its English name is United Chem.
Okay.
Okay, so that is the major competitor for all the HALS producers, not just to us, but for all the players. What are we trying to do is, A, of course, trying to increase our yield efficiencies, which is happening as we speak, because as and when our plant is running, more capacities are coming up. Whatever we are understanding for this process, from this process, the yield is improving, which will help us to compete. Secondly, is we are trying to diversify into more complex products. One is 2020, which we mentioned, which we are starting next month. So all these is giving customers confidence that it is not that we are only into four or five basic HALS product, but we are also into more complex series, which gives them the confidence to switch over. As my base keeps increasing, my fixed costs keep reducing, and thus the EBITDA margin should improve.
Sure. Thanks. Thanks for that, sir. And, just finally, just would want to know, sir, you did mention that established products saw and exhibited good growth in this quarter. Any particular reason for that? So I would assume MEHQ, BHA, that did well for you. So just any particular reason you saw in this quarter, for this growth?
Just volume momentum. I mean, nothing in general, but I mean, these are, I mean, this was just regular for us. But the most important point which we are trying to make is we have not lost any market share to any competitor, if that is important for others to understand.
Sure, sir. Thanks. Thanks. Those were all my questions. Thank you for answering them.
Thanks, man.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rohit Nagraj from B&K Securities. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. So first question is, you mentioned just now in your earlier remarks as well, that we will be going into the premium HALS. So in terms of the, you know, market, in terms of the customer, will it be a similar set of customers, or we'll have to scout for new set of customers? So how are we looking at from the marketing and scale-up perspective? Thank you.
Similar customer base. In fact,
And,
by introducing these higher version of HALS, we are trying, the customer is getting that confidence that we are equivalent to any other European player who has the entire basket to offer. Thus, you know, it is helping us so that, I mean, when we are supplying these complicated, I mean, these higher grades, so the regular grades, I mean, they will increase that wallet share with us.
Right. Right. Got it. That's helpful. Second question, in terms of, you know, I mean, we've been hearing that Q4, there were generally, front loading in the U.S. and subsequently, you know, there has been some impact in terms of exports, particularly to the U.S. market. So have we also experienced a similar situation during the quarter gone by and probably for the last maybe 15 days during this quarter?
That has happened overall because the customers wanted to stock up because they were really unsure about the tariffs. So yeah, to some extent, yes, but it's not that the biggest item in our list.
Sure. Just one last clarification. On the standalone numbers, we have clocked the highest ever EBITDA margins. So, any specific reason beyond the raw material cost being low?
Product mix.
Product mix, I mean the non-established products sold lower than the established ones, and hence the margins in our established products have always been better than the non-established products. That's all.
Okay, got it. Thanks a lot and all the best, sir.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ankur Periwal from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. First question on the pricing trend across all the products, the core one as well as health side. Any changes that you're seeing from, you know, last quarter versus this quarter?
Not during the quarter, but if the raw material prices correct in the future, then yes, we might have to reduce the finished product price, which is a very general trend.
Sure. And even in that scenario, the percentage gross margins that we have been, you know, guiding for will largely stay intact there because it's a pricing part.
Yes, more or less. Yes, more or less.
Sure. Second thing on the new product launches, you know, the performance chemical one and two. One, you mentioned that samples have already started going on. How has been the feedback? Is there any sort of, you know, teething trouble that one can think of there? Maybe some iteration required or, you know, the feedback is useful.
I mentioned, Ankur, the pharma plant which we started has now the samples have been going out to the customers. The performance chemical one, where the water trials will begin in the next 3 weeks' time, then the plant will start. The production will come and then the samples will go out to the customer because customers would be keen to test the commercial sample, not the lab or pilot samples.
Sure. So that was more for the pharma product there, not performance.
Yeah, so
performance probably will happen next quarter.
Performance chemical one, I think the sampling will start somewhere in September, October.
Okay. Fair enough. And just lastly on the revenue breakup bit, while you did mention that, you know, China and Europe looks lower, U.S. and India specifically have shown, you know, reasonably good numbers on a year-on-year basis. Will this delta be largely backed by HALS here or, you know, specifically for U.S.?
No, Ankur, on annual basis, it is largely backed by other products also, the performance segment. HALS is.
Okay, so it's. HALS, so HALS right now also is largely India, 75% you mentioned.
Correct.
So,
correct. Yeah, so that's what I'm mentioning. Is other products also from the performance segment.
Okay. Okay, fair enough. That's it from my side. Thank you and all the best.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Abhijit Akella from Kotak Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Good evening. Thank you so much for taking my questions. Siddharth, if you could please share some insights into this communication from the promoter and promoter group regarding the intent to significantly reduce the stake, it seems. So if you could please just help us understand, you know, the exact plans out here. Thank you.
So the basic plan is some fraction of the Boob family are exiting part of their equity. I am not selling a single share, and the business will remain as usual. And I think, I mean, anything more, I think I've, this is what it is.
So at present, the total promoter stake is 75%, and we intend to keep it above 50%.
Absolutely.
Up to 25% is the.
24-ish.
This is, you know, I mean, entirely to do with estate planning purposes, basically.
Absolutely, absolutely. From the Boog family.
Okay. Thank you for that. The second thing I just had was on the 18% to 20% EBITDA growth guidance, you know, that we had sort of communicated last quarter. So in light of the softness in business conditions, does that still seem like an achievable target for us for this year?
I think, you know, it could be in the range of 15% to 18%. But we'll have little more clarity by Q2 end. Because we are also banking on DHDT stepping up, Performance Chemical 1 starting to contribute, and the higher grades of HALS to contribute. So 18 to 20 could be moderated to 15 to 18% at this stage.
But just allow us a couple of months, I think at least 2 months more, once we get these clarity on, so we would be far more clear on the numbers going forward.
Sure, sure. Appreciate that. So in terms of the quarterly trajectory, maybe can we expect that 2Q might remain comparably, you know, subdued, similar to 1Q, and then the real pickup in growth starts to happen in 3Q and especially in 4Q. Is that how we should think about
Absolutely.
It?
Absolutely. Yes, yes. That's a good way to think about it.
Got it. Thank you. And just one last thing from my side. In the MEHQ/anisole derivatives business, have we started to see any early signs of any competition products in the market yet, or is that still not visible?
Not yet, and hence we mentioned that our volumes of our established products have remained intact. We have not lost any business, so we are not seeing anybody at the moment.
Okay, great. Thank you. Thank you so much, Siddharth and Pratik. Thank you. All the best.
Yeah, perfect. Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Arun Prasad from Avendus Spark. Please go ahead.
Good evening, Siddharth. Thanks for the opportunity. So the first question is on the two grades that you spoke on the halls. This is something that we have done recently, or this was always in the plans? How should we look at it?
So out of two, one was already in the pipeline. We always wanted to do. The other one, which we are trying to start in Q3, is something which we learned is very critical, and it's a single source product for the customers. So I think we developed the process, we developed the tech, we made pilot samples, submitted to the customers, got approval. And I think this is something we should do on priority, because it will help us increase our margin, and that product is itself about $30-$35 a kg.
Okay, so one grade you mentioned is 2020. What is another grade's name? Can you just number it?
Let us start that, Arun. We will give us a couple of weeks, months. Yeah, perfect. Thanks.
Okay. Understood. And is there any such more opportunity on the hall side where we haven't thought about, but customer is very demanding or are requesting us to do that? Any such more opportunities?
What happens is, Arun, once we started with the basic 770622944119, then the customer asked us, can you make these two grades? Once we have established those, once we start these, then I'm sure the customers will come up that since that you have made these, can you come up with these as well? So it is a lot of interest coming from customer side, and I think it will keep coming as and when we keep gaining their confidence by making such products which are not made by all.
Understood.
Or which is a niche market. Yeah.
Right. And do we need to do any modifications, or our existing facilities is good enough to handle this? And
little bit of modification. Some modifications are needed. But because we are not running our existing plants at full capacities, hence we can take that liberty to quickly change over and produce certain grades so that there is improved plant utilization.
Understood. And on the domestic front, have we done any incremental market share gains on a quarter-on-quarter basis?
Absolutely. All products, I think, have now increased in domestic. So the 622-944-119, which hadn't picked up so much, now most of the accounts have at least started trying using the product. So I think in the next quarter, two quarters, we will have much more better penetration even in Indian market for other HALs as well. Plus, when we are introducing the higher HALs, which was not even available for some of the users, have given them the confidence that with us or with partnering with us, they will have access to products which was not even accessible to them.
No, I just need one clarification to that, because QOQ, our HALs revenue seems to be more or less flat, but our export has grown. So I thought domestic we have done a little bit lower on the quarter-on-quarter basis.
No. So, absolute prices have come down a little bit.
Okay.
Volume-wise, there is no reduction. And point two is, if you see, our exports have also grown. So month-on-month, now we are starting exports to Vietnam, which market we didn't have probably 3 months ago. So these newer markets are now opening, which of course we had started work probably 6 months ago, and the fruits are now, I mean, now these orders are coming through.
Okay, understood. My second question is on this performance chemical one. This primarily a domestic product or export market? This
both.
Okay, and you said that after the water trials, we'll be doing the sampling from the commercial plant. Typically, what is the timeline from the sample sending approvals and then ramping up? Any rough timelines?
Between 2 months to 6 months. So for some people, it could be as little as 2 months. So probably in India could be a very quick market for us. Taiwan, China, South Korea could be very quick. Europe might take a little bit longer. That's all.
Okay. And bulk of the revenues that we are expecting, that is from these ex-Europe markets? Or where is the demand coming with, typically
so
coming
demand
from?
Is global demand, but the quickest market I mentioned would be Asia market for us.
Yeah, and that's where the maximum volumes will be looking to sell.
Eventually, all major volumes eventually go into Asia only.
Oh, okay. Understood. All right. Thanks, Siddharth, and all the best.
Thanks, Arun.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Jason Soans from IDBI Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking my question again, sir. Actually, just a clarification. Just wanted to know that at a run rate of 10 crores for HALs, there's a break even. That's what you mentioned. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I mean,
just
to clarify, if we attain a revenue of 10 crores, we will do a break even in the subsidiary.
That's a monthly run rate, right, Siddharth?
Of course, monthly.
Yeah, monthly. Okay. So, and just if you could, yeah, thanks. That's all.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Abhigya Srivastav from Marcellus Investment Managers. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Is my voice audible?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Okay. So I wanted to ask a follow-up question on the stake sale that was earlier asked. You mentioned that the final stake would be 51%. Do you mean that the Boob family would continue to retain 51%? Or would it be the total promoter stake that would remain above?
Total promoter stake from 75 will go down to 51. The difference of 24% will be sold by a fraction of the Boob family.
Got it.
Perfect.
Thanks, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to Mr. Siddharth Sikchi for closing comments.
Thank you so much for all of you for taking time out and to attend our earnings call. Looking forward to connecting you post the Q3 numbers. Thank you so much and have a great day.
On behalf of Clean Science and Technology Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.